Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month. Tishri, September, October. On the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remainder of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this house, temple, in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it is nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord, Jehovah. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, Jehovah, and work, because I am with you, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not be afraid. Because this is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says, Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill this house, temple, with glory, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. The glory of this latter house, temple, shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. On the 24th day of the ninth month, Kislev, November-December. In the second year of Darius, 3005 AH, 437 BC, the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came by Haggai the prophet, saying, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one carries holy meat in the skirt of his clothing, and with his skirt he touches bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priests answered and said, No. Then Haggai said, If one that is unclean because of a dead body that touches any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priests answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered, and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, Jehovah. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now, I ask you, consider from this day forward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, Jehovah. Since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10, when one came to the wine press to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blasting, hot wind, judgment, and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord, Jehovah. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, Kislev, November-December. Even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's, Jehovah's, temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree, have not brought forth. From this day forward I will bless you. And again the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, ungodly nations. And I will overthrow the chariots, and those who ride in them. And the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, Jehovah, and will make you as a signet ring, because I have chosen you, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes.